Rory, first of all, congratulations. First trophy as the manager. You've got time to reflect on it. How does that feel?
It feels great. I suppose, look, the very end, there's only a point in it, but we had maintained that sort of 4-point cushion most of the game through, and I'm just really proud of the way they battled, Tom, because there was a few times there, particularly in the second half, when a possession was needed off a kick out or somebody needed to nail a free kick, and you know, the lads stood up, to be fair to them, and it was a big game, there was a big crowd for them, and that was all new. Yeah. That whole experience was new to them, so to have that in their under their belt now was great, you know.
You really went for it in the first 10 minutes or so.
I thought we wanted that message put out, you know, that we were going to come and play on the front foot, and we wanted a big start, you know. Luckily we got it. I think we went 4-0 up. Tyrone did come back, you know, we purple pants there for 7 or 8 minutes, but you know, things didn't go all our own way. We'd lost Jack Geller in the warm up, Tom, and that was our captain.
He started, that was our captain
and centre back, so to lose him after a few minutes, you know, and then Kieran Tobin came in and Jamie Grant came in at full back as well. I thought they really steadied the ship.
Yeah, Mark Devlin, the full forward, was causing a lot of problems.
He was, you know, and to be fair to Shane, Shane's a big lad and has been brilliant for us the whole year round. Probably didn't suit him, you know. He was Shane's a big fella, and you know, Mark Devlin was quick and elusive, and as you said, made 2 and 3 runs for the ball, but Jamie when he came in did really, really well.
Yeah. I suppose the reality is goals are always big scores, and you got the goal and you got it at the right time, and it gave you a great cushion at half time.
We did. I thought we were doing well up that wing, you know. Carlos was doing well, Johnny was working well up that wing, and of course Owen De Burka gets in then, you know, and he had a lot to do. I suppose he was a tight enough angle and he slid it under the goalkeeper well, and he had that sort of chance funny against Monaghan in the last round, which the keeper saved. So he's good for a wing back to get himself into those attacking positions. And it was good that he finished it this time.
1-6-4 up at half time. What was the feeling?
The feeling at half time was, look, we wanted to change a wee bit on our kickouts, keep control and guessing, because, you know, we sent a few down McLean's throat, and you know, that was just giving them a wee bit of confidence. I always felt if we could get a few scores on the board and maintain that 4-point lead, that we could close down the game, and thankfully we did that. You know, the penalty at the end was very, very harsh looking on, very, very harsh, Tom. So I was just thankful he didn't make us wait for the or face the kick out.
So good start to your career, and I'm sure you've enjoyed it, and this is kind of, I know you've had bigger days, but this is kind of a good finish and delighted for the boys.
Aye, great buzz, you know, myself and David, Brian and Porrick and James and the rest of the backroom team have really enjoyed the year. Great fellas to work with, and you know, hopefully now this will be a stepping stone for them going on into under 17 grade.
Yeah. And great as well to realise that, you know, we're up there still with the Tyrones of the world.
Yeah, look, you look at all the teams and the players that have been through Donegal and won Buncrana Cup and Ted Webb before that, you know, and the Christies and the Collins, all them players and Michael Murphy's all went through it. So, look, we're delighted. Hopefully these boys now will make the next step as well.